I love being with people. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
What are you doing?
How about a nebula?
Oh, this is nice.
What would this gorgeous gas cloud look like up close?
That this fabric is not limited to one zone or another. In fact, there's a region of the fabric that could hash out an entire universe with the variations in the laws of physics simply because...
How is humanity saved if it's not allowed to evolve?
Question real quick. Does evil exist? And if so, can one detect and measure it? Oh.
Reality can be whatever I want.
You are now inside our nebula.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this week's episode of Into the Nebula. That's who we are. Yeah, we're Into the Nebula. I hope you guys...
How did you forget? No. You literally forgot the title. How do you do that?
It happens. We're all humans. Here, my name is Light. I'm joined with my co-host.
Hello, everyone. It's me, your co-host, Antimatter, and we have a guest with us today. Would you like to introduce yourself, even though the people already know who you are?
What's up, guys? It's Nay right here, and I'm back.
All right, and so I hope you guys enjoyed the intro. The intro was a nice mixture of a lot of the things we enjoy, and I don't know, I feel really close to that intro because I made it myself. But tell me what you guys think about the intro. But before you do that, I will go ahead and just get it out of the way. The winner of last week's giveaway was Pro Gamer, Pro at Every Game. So Pro at Every Game, you have until next week to claim your prize. If you don't claim it, then too bad, somebody else is just gonna have to claim the prize. However, this week's giveaway is gonna be a lot easier. Today, as we're recording this, is Nay's birthday. So to enter into next week's giveaway and win the $25 gift card into any store of your choosing, all you have to do, comment either on Twitter or on Instagram or on Discord, happy birthday Nay, hashtag into the nebula. You gotta put the hashtag into the nebula. Happy birthday Nay, hashtag into the nebula. On any platform. That's all you have to do to enter. Alrighty, now let's go ahead and get it rolling. So this week, we're having One Piece Isekai. Any comments? Nobody? Okay. Wow. Wow.
Oh.
Tough crowd.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Is that good enough?
I'll take it. All right. So basically, what this does is that it was originally founded by the great Tekken 101. He's one of the most popular YouTubers. I'm sure if you guys are watching this, you're watching this for One Piece. And if you're watching this for One Piece, you know who Tekken is. So what this does is that...
What if I say I don't know who he is?
Tekken is a guy who lives in Pennsylvania. Oh, right. He does live in Pennsylvania. I don't think I should be saying where he lives out loud, but so...
As long as you don't say his address, it's fine.
Right? Okay. He is the one of, if not the most popular One Piece YouTuber. He used to be the most popular Bleach YouTuber, and then, you know, Bleach got canceled or whatever. So that happened. So what I will be doing is, let me see, D&D Dice Roll. So, let me go ahead and do this for you. Nope, I don't want to do that. Let me do this. Roll a 20, can I set the rolls? Okay. Alright, so let me go ahead and share my screen on the call that we have right now. So
why
that...
Why don't you have this prepared?
Shut up.
That's what I want to know.
Okay.
You should have had this all prepared.
This way you guys see the dice roll, okay? Now everybody who's looking at the screen can see the dice roll. For people who are audio listeners, you're just going to have to follow along with audio. So, what we're doing is, everybody, to get ready for the One Piece Isekai, all you have to do is, what is the closest thing next to you right now as we speak?
It's my cell phone.
Okay, it's your cell phone. How about you, Nate? What's the closest next to you?
My blanket.
Yeah, mine is my towel. Okay, so in this One Piece Isekai, you're going into the One Piece world at the same time Luffy starts his journey. All you have is the closest thing next to you. So Nay has his blanket, you have your cell phone. Unfortunately, your cell phone does not have infinite battery, so if your cell phone does run out of battery, you're dead. And all I have is my blanket. Not my blanket, my towel. So that's gonna be interesting. Now, what we're going to do next is we're going to roll the four blues. Who wants to go next and where they're going to land? And out of all the four blues, then Paradise and then the New World, who wants to go next?
I'll go. Let's see where I end up.
Okay, so we're going to roll a D6. I should use a mouse instead of my ThinkPad. Okay, so we're rolling a D6. And then, you ready?
Thank you for catching that.
Thank you. I can't numbers today. So we're going to roll ahead and roll a D6. And let's see where you land. You land in... Okay, so that's 3. And 3 is... You land in the East Blue. Nice.
Okay, so I am... We're just Luffy's that. All right. Let's go. We can see, but it's got some of those broken-ass people. Let's go.
Okay. I'm ready. Now, inside the East Blue, there are 12 islands, so we're going to roll a D12 to see specifically where in the East Blue you're going to land.
Okay.
All right, and you land in... So, the 12th one. All right, you land exactly in Tequila Wolf.
Where's that?
It's an island that was referenced, but it's not very important, so you're just going to have to find a way to get there to go to one of the important islands.
Okay.
All right.
That should be simple enough.
All right, next up, Nate, do you want to go next or should I go next?
Oh, I'll take next. My turn.
Okay, so roll a D6, and we have... Come on, and go. So Nate gets a 3. Oh, okay, so he's in East Blue too. All right, so then we roll a D12.
Yo, shout out, we both on the same C. Look at us.
Okay, and he gets 10, so he is in... Let's see, Nate, where are you at? You are in... Okay, you're in Logtown. Oh, you're in Logtown.
You're in Logtown? Wait. Roger Logtown?
Yeah, Roger Logtown.
Oh, so... Oh, shit. I seen Roger got executed. I was there.
Well, that was 20 years ago. Well, considering you are 22, so you did see it. You were like 2 years old when it happened.
You were 2 years old, so I thought you remember it.
I remember it.
Okay, let's see. Okay, next up is me. I gotta roll a D6. Okay, man, please give me something good. Please give me something to roll a D6. Okay, and I, ooh, a 2. A 2, what is a 2?
What are you
at? I'm in the South Blue. Oh.
The South Blue? I know nothing about the South Blue. Like, what's even in the South Blue?
Okay, South Blue, and then I gotta roll a D. What for the South Blue? I gotta roll a D6 again for the South Blue. I'm a little scared. Damn, South Blue. Okay.
South Blue is uncharted waters, so...
A 3. So I ended up on, Centauria Island. So I'm gonna have to figure out some way to get out of there. Out of the South... It's another island that was just randomly referenced. It didn't like hold a huge impact. However, I gotta figure out how do I get out of the South Blue Centauri Island.
Alright,
so each and every one of you guys, remember your C's and remember where you're trying to go. Now we're gonna roll an 8-sided die to see what you get as a the one thing that makes your journey interesting. So it's gonna be the interesting roll. Who wants to go first? It's an 8-sided die.
Hold on, what are the options?
Oh, you're gonna see. You're gonna see. You're gonna see.
All right, then, I guess. Okay, I'll go.
Alright, and you get first. Number 7. Oh, I think that was a bad one. Oh, one of the Yonko wants you dead. One of the Yonko wants you dead.
Ah, oh, shit!
Damn.
I'm just a nigga from the East Blue. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, do I get to at least choose which Yonko wants me dead?
Yes. You're fine, yeah.
I can choose?
Yes. No. Let Nate choose.
I swear to God. Okay, so look, the 4 Yonkos you can choose from are Shanks, Whitebeard at this point, Kaido, and Big Mom. Please don't choose anyone that I know like that's really scary.
Please. Okay. Let me see.
Do it.
I will.
Hey, I'll yo, bro. No holdbacks. Okay. Yes, sir.
I pick Yonko Kaido.
Kaido is after you.
Kaido wants to be dead. You know what? That's great. That's fine. You know what? Yeah. No, I love that.
Okay. I'll go ahead and go next. Okay, so
I'm just a nigga with a cell phone.
I rolled the die and I got a 1, and it says I own. I own my own house / business. Okay. Okay, so I do have a way of getting out. I can easily buy a ship. All right, Nay, are you ready?
My turn. Yes.
All right,
sir.
And you get 3. Okay, and with the 3, you get all your physical stats are doubled.
Oh, okay. I'm starting off strong. Let's go.
It's just antimatter who has the worst. Oh my goodness. Oh man.
This is unfair. This is genuinely unfair.
Okay. Now, the last roll, the most important roll. what this rule does is that it's going to decide if you have Conqueror's Haki or not. Because of how rare Conqueror's Haki is, this is a 100-sided die. If you get 90 and above, you have Conqueror's Haki. Any other number below that, you do not have Conqueror's Haki. Who wants to roll first?
Damn.
I'm not going first. The last time I went first, a Yonko wants to kill me.
Who wants to roll first for Conqueror's Haki?
Damn. You go first.
Okay, alright.
Light. Now I have to edit that out, thank you.
Okay, so I'll go first. 5, fuck.
Damn.
Damn, I don't have Conqueror's Haki. Okay, who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay, give it to me. I'm confident. Okay. No, give it to me. Give it okay. to me. I'm confident.
Alright, Antimatter.
Come on.
You ready? You ready? You got
Come
a 16.
On. Come on. Damn it!
Conqueror Haki.
Okay, Nay, are you ready? Nay, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Conqueror Haki.
You got an 84. God damn, you were so close. You got an 84.
That was so close.
Wow. Damn. Well,
that was so close.
None of us have Conqueror's Haki. Oh, okay. Alright, okay, now we gotta roll a special item. So on top of the item that you already have next to you, we're gonna roll another 100-sided die. And this one is gonna be special item that you have next to you. Who wants to roll? These ones are usually like something you get like a lot of them are very shitty. So, you know, just who wants to roll first?
I volunteer. I'll go. Wait, never mind.
You wanna go? No, you go. You
okay.
go.
Okay, Antimatter, you got 85. Okay, and
no, I wanted him to go first.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So I guess
Roll again.
Okay, roll again. Okay, 96. Bro, you should use that odds for your. You should use that odds for your Conqueror's Haki. Okay. So you come into this world with a scooter, a full tank of gas on your scooter.
Oh, a scooter. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So cool. You're in Locktown with a scooter, a full tank of gas. You could use that as your Uber, bro. Use that as an Uber and try to like gain some money and buy a ship or something. All right. And Antimatter. Do you want to roll for
77.
You? 77. Okay. And you get a Marine officer uniform.
I'm gonna use that.
Yes, sir.
I know where to use that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. And I get a. Okay, so I'm 61. I get a. Let's see. What does 61 say? A jar peanut butter jelly? Really? Just a jar of peanut butter jelly? Okay.
Yo, bro, you can make some bomb ass sandwiches.
Shut up. A jar of peanut butter jelly. Are you serious, Tekken? This is what. I hate Tekken. okay.
I got a Navy officer uniform, bro. I'm in it. I could use this for some infiltration.
Alright, so in the beginning of the story, we first start off with Luffy going on his journey. What is everybody's moves right now? What's everybody's move?
Alright, so I'm chilling on my island, you know, but all of a sudden, I'm feeling like I want to set out to sea. Mm-hmm. I found this cool Navy officer uniform, and I got my cell phone with me on deck. We're just gonna say it's at 100% battery life mm-hmm. right now, and I have mm-hmm. that bitch on power saver mode.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on power saver mode. So I'm looking it up. So am I going into this world knowing everything I know? Like, am I literally being put into One Piece, or am I just a character in the One Piece world?
Do you guys want to roll for that?
Do I want to roll whether or not I'm a guy in yeah. the One Piece world, or yeah. was I jumped into One Piece?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
What die do you think that would be a roll for? Because of how powerful that knowledge is.
Two-faced dice.
Let's make it a 50-sided die, and if you get above 30, you are coming into One Piece.
Okay. You got a 43.
All right, let's go.
Okay, okay.
I got my cell phone and I got the knowledge.
Okay, Nay, are you ready?
Yes.
Nay, you got a 28. God damn. So Nay knows nothing so far. Okay, I get a 30 on the mark. 30 on the mark. Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
Bro, we're both in it.
Yes, sir. Okay, so Nay's the only one who's not sure how the story is gonna go out, but me and you, we know. Okay. All right. Okay. So, first off, it's gonna be during the East Blue arc. So, Luffy setting out to sail. He heard rumor about this random guy called Zoro, who's a great swordsman, and he goes to rescue him. And by this point, he has already met Nami and everybody else. Well, just Nami. But he's met Kobe. He's with Kobe right now.
So, okay, so wait, is he currently like with Kobe and Zoro, or is he with mm-hmm. Nami at the place where he met Buggy?
Currently with Kobe and Zoro.
Okay, so I'm chilling, right? I got mm-hmm. my cell phone with me. I got my Navy officer uniform, and I'm gonna use that, and I'm gonna set out to sea. And since I know exactly where they are, since I know exactly what island they are, I'm going to go meet them where they meet Buggy.
Okay, you do have the knowledge.
So I'm gonna move up ahead to their next island and wait for them to show up.
All right. How about you, Nay? What is your duty right now? You're in Locktown. Do you want to wait there until they show up or no?
No.
Well, you don't know. You don't know that you're gonna show up. So what are you doing?
So, yeah, you're just chilling. Like, what are
so
you?
So I
you don't know about Luffy.
So I got a scooter, right? So my everyday job is delivering newspaper. So I earn money from that. And I also do Uber to earn a little extra money on the side. And I'm gonna go to the shop that Zoro go to in Logtown before you get the sword.
Okay.
Right.
So you're gonna try and get both of his swords?
No, I'm gonna probably roll to get I'm gonna roll to get the what kind of sword level grade do I get? You know, great sword, supreme sword.
So that's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go try. Oh, well, it is Logtown, so you can't chop the swords there.
Yeah. So how many grades of swords are there? Like.
There's I think only three types of great sword. There's the supreme, obviously that's the highest, and there's the great sword, and then there's a regular great sword.
Okay, let's do a 90 side rope.
I say 100.
So you're trying to buy one.
Okay, yeah.
I say this. Let's make it on 100 sided die, and if he gets above 90, he gets the supreme or great. He gets the supreme sword.
So above 90,
he gets.
Yeah. You think you're gonna buy a supreme sword at a random store?
We'll just say that the shopkeeper doesn't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's able to get a 90 and able to get a supreme sword, the shopkeeper doesn't know it's a supreme sword and neither does he. He'll find out at some point.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Alright.
If it's above a 50, he'll get a great sword.
Okay.
If it's above a 25, he'll get the normal great
sword. And below 25 is just a regular sword. Okay. And you got 41.
Okay.
So you got a great sword.
A great sword. Okay.
Great sword. Yes.
Okay, you have a great sword. What do you plan on doing with that?
So, after I get my sword, I'm gonna go, obviously, change my career into a bounty hunter. And I'm gonna hunt pirates. Bounty so I can earn enough money to get my own ships.
Okay, Logtown is the best place to be a bounty hunter. I mean, so many of the great upstarts start there anyway.
Right.
Or at least try and get there to the Grand Line. So you're gonna get a lot of bounties at least.
Right. So I guess like next row.
Okay.
I guess it's your.
So is it my turn?
My bad.
Yeah, it's your turn. Right? Your turn. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm in Centauri Island, and I just looked it up. It looked like the only important event that happened there was that the Revolutionary Army fought an unknown army in this island 2 years ago. This is during chapter 440. So and that's episode 324. Let me make sure what episode. Marineford episode to make sure this is not before this is before Marineford. Marineford takes place on episode 457. So this is before Marineford. So 2 years before Marineford. So 2 years before this thing happened right here. I am on the island and I hear that, oh wow, so there was a revolutionary war that happened. I'm gonna ask the locals where they went after this. And I'm gonna try to use my boat to look for them. And I do not know where they went, so my best guess is I'm gonna try to go through, because I cannot go through one of the other seas unless I cross either the Red Line, definitely don't want to do that, or the Grand Line. What do I want to do? Which one I want to cross? Red Line or Grand Line? Let me see what like each one can offer me. So,
look, all I'm gonna say, if you try and cross that Grand Line, you might end up being a slave.
Yeah.
You'll probably end up a slave.
Okay, so if I cross the Grand Line, I'll go and end up in the East Blue. If I cross the Red Line, that's how I'll end up in the West Blue, and I'm not trying to go to the West Blue. There's nothing there for me in the West Blue.
I think your best bet is to go through the Grand Line.
Yeah, my best bet is to go through the Grand Line.
Just chill at the Grand Line for a while, and like, I don't know, be with the old guy in Laboon for a bit.
He was at the Red Line, wasn't he?
He was at the corner of the Red Line, but that was in the Grand Line. That was in the beginning.
So head towards Crocus. Okay, I could head towards Crocus. Crocus wouldn't be such a bad person to hang with. Head towards Crocus, but he wouldn't be able to teach me much about hockey, though.
You wouldn't be able to teach you much about hockey, but you'd be able, you know, to get a lot of medical knowledge out of him.
Okay. So I go to Crocus, I get some medical knowledge from him, and I ask him where is the fastest route to Sabaody. That's what I discussed with Crocus. But before I can get that information, I have to work for him for a little bit, just earn his trust. So he's teaching me how to like take care of the animals in the area in Laboon. So that's what I'm doing currently. And I have some money, some berries from my business. So I have that intact. I'll say maybe 500. All right. Okay. You, Antimatter?
Oh, so I want to say like how I got off of my island, let's say, because I have the Navy officer uniform. I use it and disguise myself and be like, hello, I am a Navy officer, man, and I am commandeering this ship. I need to go to an important meeting at HQ. And they're like, of course, sir. So I grab that and go to the next town and wait for Luffy. And I'm assuming Luffy and Zoro are already there.
In which town?
The one where they meet Buggy.
Okay, yeah, okay. Alright, that makes sense.
So yeah, I'm using that, and you know, I'm going to use this said ship to intimidate the hell out of Buggy. Because he's like, oh god, the Navy's here. And I'm like, oh hey, no, it's not the Navy, it's me. And I'm like, so you're the famous Buggy D. Clown, I see. Best friend of Shanks. And old crewmate of Gold D. Roger, huh? How do you know about? So yeah, how do you know about that? I have some information, and I will share some of that if you let this little guy go, if you let this guy with the straw hat go. So how about?
Man, you're not gonna let them fight.
I'm not gonna let them fight. I am gonna try and win Luffy's trust. He'd be like, oh hey, thanks for letting me out of that. Oh hey, no problem. You know? No problem, Monkey D. Luffy. I'm just gonna throw out some stuff in there. I hear you're trying to be the next king of the pirates, huh? And he's like, yeah. I'd like to join you on your little adventure. I already have a ship prepared right here, and we could sneak by the Navy undetected if you want with this ship. Or at least sell it to get some good materials out of it. What do you say? So that's what I would do. I'm trying to convince Luffy, like, yo, eh? Eh? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. How about you, Nate? What is your role?
What was my role?
Yeah, what is it like? Currently, you have the Great Great Sword. What are you trying to do next? So you're training with it. Yeah, you're training. Do you want to be a bounty hunter?
He said he was a bounty hunter now. He changed jobs to be a bounty hunter in Logtown.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a very extreme town to be a bounty hunter. It's raided by Marines. Okay, you're a bounty hunter in Logtown. Okay, well, where are you gonna go hunt for bounties?
You forgot to narrate Luffy. Is he still at, like, wherever he's at right now, or?
Oh, main character Luffy has just left the island where he found Zoro, and now they're on their way. Without Kobe's help, they're all on their way towards I forgot the island where Buggy's at, but they've met Buggy. Luffy is currently in a cage. And Zoro plans to free him out, while Nami is betraying them. What will the crew do? Oh no, it turns out there's a passerby. A man of the name Antimatter has just made a deal with Buggy. What could this deal lead to?
Alright, so I finally saved up enough money, and then I bought myself a ship. So I quit being a bounty hunter and set sail to be a pirate.
Okay, you were apparently a bounty hunter for a long time. What was that, a week?
A week is all it takes.
That much to do a shit. So where are you going now? Are you gonna go cross the Grand Line? Are you gonna go deeper into the East Blue? Like, what are you doing?
Okay, you're in Logtown.
What are my options like after that?
So you could either wait till Luffy and his crew gets there, then try to befriend them, and hopefully try to get Luffy to escape from what's his name? A smoker? Wasn't Ace in Logtown too?
No, I'm thinking
Alabasta. Dragon was in Logtown, okay. You could join the Revolutionary Army. You could join them by following Dragon. Or, you know, just...
You can wait for it.
Okay. So you could also join the Marines. This is an easy way to join the Marines. Or you could follow Luffy's crew. You could either wait in Logtown for all that, or you leave Logtown and head to... Where did he go after Logtown? Didn't he go to that island with that green hair guy?
After Logtown, he immediately went to the Grand Line. At least the entrance, and then, you know, went down and met Laboon.
Right. So went to... So okay.
You could, either go, You can either go deeper into the East Blue, or you want to go through the Grand Line, and at least you could be what Light right now if you cross the Grand Line.
Oh, okay. So question, you know where Sanji was at, right? When they meet
Baratier.
Yeah.
Baratier. Okay, so you heard of the famous Baratier floating island, and you're headed towards that?
Yes, I'm heading toward that.
Okay, the floating thing. Okay. All right.
Yes.
So, the restaurant of the sea. Okay.
Yes. So my purpose to go there is that I want to, go there to meet Sanji and then befriend him and then learn how to cook and then.
Well, you don't know Sanji.
Exists. Oh yeah, yeah. I just go there to be an apprentice. You know, learn how to cook and all that stuff.
You could say you heard rumors that a famous pirate is running the.
That
an old famous pirate is running the restaurant, and you want to work under him.
Yeah, so yeah, I will work under him while waiting just over there.
All right, and while you do that, I am current after I have done some community service work for Crocus. I am aware he's told me some stories about his adventures with Roger. Not anything too extreme because I do not want to know what the One Piece is yet. And he told me how to get to Sabo de Archipelago. And I am currently at Sabo de Archipelago. And I noticed that there's a lot of like very, very shady things going on around here. I try to stay on like... What?
It took Luffy like months to get to Sabo de. You're just gonna say like you just went there?
Because I'm... Crocus helped me out.
He did help you. Okay, he did help you out, and you do have knowledge. You do have knowledge of the One Piece world at that point, so it's fine.
Yeah, so I am currently at Sabo de Archipelago, and I meet Shaki first, because she, let's say Shaki is shopping for supply. I meet Shaki, and I ask her, hey, I heard there was a legendary pirate here named Silver's Rayleigh. I just want to be able to train under him. I also have some, I also have a letter from him from Crocus. Yes, that'll make Rayleigh definitely want to meet me. I have a letter from Crocus. Yeah, and I tell him that, hey, Crocus sent me here. This is a recommendation letter. Crocus said it would be really nice if you trained me. I did some community service for him. Please, ikatatamas.
Okay, well, let's make a dice roll to where she knows where he is.
Okay, damn, or else I'll have to look for him.
Yes, you'd also have to look for him. So you have to do, let's do a 50-sided die, less than 25. She has no idea where he is.
On mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and I get 27.
Okay, she knows where he is, and she tells you. Now you have to go look, now you have to go find him and see if he's even there.
All right, and so I'd give him the letter that Crocus gave me, the recommendation letter, and I ask that he trains me just in the ways of hockey for about maybe a month or so. Because, no, this is like about, I'm trying to figure.
I just want the basics right now.
When does Luffy, okay, so Luffy at the lockdown, he goes to Crocus, right? Doesn't he go to Crocus?
Yeah.
After lockdown, he goes to Crocus, and after Crocus, where does he go?
After Crocus, it's Whiskey Peak, where he fights Baroque Works, or Zoro mm-hmm. fights Baroque Works. After that, it's the island with the giants.
In Whiskey Peak, he has met Vivi. Vivi is part of the crew for now.
Yeah, he met Vivi at that point. After that, he went to the Giants and fought Mr. Three. After that, he...
Oh yeah, by the way, so...
On his island.
So, Nay, have you met, have you met Luffy at, no, you're in Baratie right now. You're in Baratie. Yeah. So Luffy did go to Baratie before he went and ended in, before he went to Laboon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, East Blue went like this. Let's see. Alvida, then he met Zoro, then he fought Buggy, and then he met Nami. After that was Usopp, and then after that was Sanji, and after that there was the stuff with Arlong, and then Logtown.
So, Nay, right now that you are with Sanji, what do you do?
Okay.
Do you plan on joining him and going with Luffy? Because Sanji's going to go with Luffy. What are you planning on doing?
Where is Luffy at this point?
Yeah, where is Luffy at this point? Because I know I'm with
Luffy. Like, Luffy just came to Baratie right now. He just came to Baratie.
Oh, so he just arrived
there. I've been with him for a minute. I've been with him for a minute then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just gonna assume we sold the Navy ship for parts and got the Mary.
Okay, so while I was working at the restaurant with Sanji...
By the way, so Antimatter, what role do you want to have in the crew right now, or like, are you just saying that you want to sail with them just to get the passage?
I don't know if I have a decisive role yet. Dang. I think I'm just saying I want to join on your fun adventure. I don't know what I'll be able to do, but
what,
I promise.
How are you gonna convince Luffy? Like, do you have a dream to say, "Hey, I want to find this"? So Luffy would be like, "Yeah, you can come with me." Everybody so far had a dream. Yeah.
I have a dream. There's a certain person I would really love to meet. I've been thinking about them ever since.
Your childhood friend?
Existence, and I need to. Yes, and I need. Well, it doesn't have to be a childhood friend. It's just I've known this person, and they're very famous, and I really, really want to meet them.
I mean, knowing Luffy, that's probably gonna be a good enough excuse. He's just gonna say, "Well, okay, really you can meet them, and then you can leave after that."
And I could see traveling with you. I feel as though I'll be able to meet that person a lot easier.
Okay, all right. And you're with Luffy right now. Do you have like? Okay, you have a cell phone. So, you've been with them for like about a good couple of weeks now. So your phone is probably dead by now.
No, I've been using it in emergencies.
In emergencies.
I've been doing it like on and off constantly. Like I turn it on for like a brief minute. I look what I need to look up.
But there's no internet. You can't look up anything. What? You can only do a GPS.
I have data.
But the data goes off satellites. Man, there's no satellites in the One Piece world.
We'll just say Vegapunk made satellites. If this nigga can make robots and cyborgs and shit, we can say he made satellites.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Satellites. Okay.
Well, just give me this.
Okay. He's able to look up stuff.
A Yonko's after me. Give me something.
Okay.
A Yonko's after me.
All right, and so right now, all two of you guys are Baratie. What are you doing, eh?
Okay, so, you know, I was waiting there, working there until the Straw Hat arrived, and when they were arrived, you know how that go. Mihawk, you know, showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the story? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna try to challenge Mihawk before Zoro?
I'm gonna go to Zoro and be like, "Zoro, legitimately, there is no possible way you can win."
How about you? Zoro's not gonna listen to you.
He's not gonna listen to me, but I'm just gonna tell him there's no possible way you can win. All right. Okay, so I'll do this instead. I'm gonna go up before it happens. I'm gonna go up to Nami and be like, "What are you doing? Why are you?"
Okay. So
I want to know. Because, look, I know about Arlong. I know about Arlong. I want to help you. Luffy wants to help you.
But Luffy doesn't know, though. So she's out here trusting you. She thinks you're a spy for Arlong. That's what she thinks.
I'm going to tell you, Luffy, for a fact, would want to help you.
Thinks you're a spy for Arlong so far.
She thinks I'm a spy. She could think I'm a spy. She's worked for Arlong for years. Why the hell would she never notice me?
Because Arlong is looking for her. She's probably going to think you're a spy. So I don't think she's going to trust you. She's not going to say anything to Luffy, but she's going to keep her eye on you like,
Well, I see that I see you're trying to steal the Mary. And I know, and you and I both know Luffy won't like that.
Okay, and how about you, Nay?
He would go find you.
Okay, so continue on. Instead of challenging Mihawk,
Zoro versus Mihawk is going right now.
It's going on.
Zoro
right
versus
now?
Mihawk, yeah, it's going on right now.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, join Zoro to fight Mihawk after he lost.
Zoro's not gonna let you join him. Zoro.
Yeah, this is a duel. This is a duel.
Yeah, but no. But he already lost, so you know he's done with his part. So I'm gonna.
You're trying to go next. You're gonna die. Yeah.
You're gonna die. Okay, now we need a roll to see whether or not you live. Okay. That's what I need.
Do you really want to roll for that, Nate? Do you want to roll for that, Nate?
Huh?
You fight Mihawk. What do you want to roll for if you live or not?
What are the odds?
That's what. Okay, Antimatter. What do you think the odds would be?
Let's see, considering this is the strongest swordsman on the world.
But he doesn't have any reason to kill me if he wins, though.
Yeah, but still, he has no reason not to kill you either. Who's to say that his attack is so strong? Even though he didn't mean to kill you, he killed you.
Yeah, the only reason he didn't kill Zoro is because he saw Zoro's ambition.
Yeah, he was gonna kill Zoro. Like, I think he had an intention of killing Zoro, but he saw his ambition. Like, I want you to surpass me, so I'm gonna leave you alive. You have too much potential. Okay.
What do you have, bro? What do you have?
Where are the odds?
If you get above, if you get above a 60, I will say you live. If you get
okay,
above
okay, so we're it's so D100 then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, D100. Okay, let's do it.
Fuck.
You damn. Are chopped in half.
Damn. You got a 3. You got a 3. I don't know if I want to end his journey so early, bro. Like, yo.
He went to go fight Mihawk.
Why would you do that? What was gonna happen? Why would you do that?
You know what? That one. You know, no. That's a good way to end it off. The death of a. We already have the
death of Nay. The death of Nay.
We have a death of a player right there.
Damn. Damn. Why would you do that? All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that goes ahead and concludes it for him. again, like I said, the way you can win the next giveaway, $25 gift card in any store of your choosing, is by just commenting, "Happy birthday, Nay." That's NAE. And then hashtag into the nebula.
Bruh. I thought I would survive, but okay.
Yeah. I don't know what you expected. Let's just say our current status. I'm rendezvousing with Nami, telling her, "Why are you doing this? Okay, I know about Arlong, and I want to help you. All right. And what are you doing currently, Light?"
I am currently training with what's his name? I am currently training with Rayleigh for about a month or two.
Yeah. Okay. It took Luffy about 4 months. You got like 4 months actually to just chill there.
I know, but I don't want to get there first. I want to meet them in Alabasta.
You want to go to okay so yeah, probably like being a month in there, and you could make it to Alabasta in like 3 months probably.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just over here for about a month and a half or so of training with Haki, and then I go to try to head towards Alabasta for now.
Right.
And unfortunately, Nay has met a tragic end. Why would you do that?
Nay has been cut down by the strongest swordsman in the world.
Oh, and also, news has let out that somebody was impersonating the Marines, and they have a bounty currently of 500 or so. And because of that bounty, Jack has noticed somebody's bounty and is on their way.
What do you mean? Why? I'm in the East Blue. Why would he care?
Remember,
Kaido wants you dead. Kaido wants you dead.
Kaido's a drunk. He doesn't know anything.
Nah, he wants you dead. So, Jack is headed for you right now. You better find a way to.
Damn.
But that's dead, all gonna be for next episode.
Wait, how do they know who I am? They just know I impersonated. They don't know who I am.
They see you in the cover. So that ends it for today's episode. Next week we'll go ahead and start off with part 2 of One Piece Isekai. Make sure, guys, to leave a like, comment, subscribe if you're watching this on any subscribing platform. Leave a like if you're new, comment below, share it to your family and friends, and we'll see you guys later. Peace out. Stay classy.